begins the calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. A bunch of short things, and I don't think I'll go long because some things hurt. Some of the light things, one of my concerns in my walking has been I was doing basically a marathon a week, as a minimum. The last almost year has been only about a half a marathon, a little bit more typically. And I was concerned that that was working against me. And so I started to pick things up. Last week, I think, or was it the week before? It was the first full marathon I did in a while. And Sunday, I did a 7 mile. Tuesday, yesterday, I did a 7 mile. And what I've noticed is when I came back after that 7 mile on Tuesday, of late, I've been feeling kind of tired because it was, that one especially, it was pretty straight. I didn't have many stops. And I got back and I was fine. To the point that I got back and did jumping jacks without the, oh, I don't want to do this. But it was fine. So I'm encouraged that I wonder if by pushing myself a little bit more, things have improved, which I find encouraging. Just a little trivia thing. I got an email this morning because I have some videos on BitChute. So I got an email that there was a comment made on a four-year-old video, the Young Earth Creation, don't miss the obvious. Somebody apparently in Australia, just simply this comment was nice, which, it's kind of like, I'm sorry, I don't live for those. That was my second comment on that video. It's kind of like, but, I'm appreciative that some, because again, I would suggest it's a theology thing. You can't talk about that within the Christian community. And obviously what I did there in that video is give you evidence for young earth creation from both the science and the scripture. But anyway, because of a lot of things and I feel a lot of pressure, one of the things I did today is the latest release of Shofar Nexus was put online today. And the difference is within Shofar Nexus is the Shofar book part, but as a separate program, I have the book section within Shofar Nexus. And to make it Shofar book would be standalone. So that's not real yet per se, because the objective behind Shofar book is it doesn't do anything besides that. But the book mechanics is there, and again it's book, not I originally it was Bible, now it's just book within that, because it's Bible, because I also want to put the Quran, and I have basically a note there to do it. And for years I've had the ESV, I mean for like 10 years I've had the ESV available. But now the version that you download includes it. So if you download Shofar Nexus today from any of the sites, you get the ESV Bible. So in a sense, I'm now a Bible smuggler. because at the time, the ESV, and I was going to put King James and other things because those things are, I can do it without restriction. I can't do the NIV, for example, because of copyrights. I don't think I can do the NASB. I'm not sure. The LSV, I will add. But anyway, so that's done. And that's kind of a little milestone. And I was appreciative that that got done. One of the other things I've been wondering about is, again, one of the things about Shofar Nexus is the idea is because it has the media delivery stuff, deliver audio and video. I've taken a few things and simply put it on Kozlowski.org, so it's there when it gets censored. Because some of the things, well, for example, the 21st Century Slaves thing that I did, it's my copy. It's not from RT or YouTube, because YouTube censored it. So it's not directly from RT or our YouTube, which is, a Russian version of YouTube. But it comes from Kozlowski.org. That's there. But I added another thing today because there was a video that has really made, because I just checked, I just, because I wanted to put the links and whatnot together. So I got the latest checked on it, But there's a new video on Kozlowski.org that I'll have the link for. It's Pfizer director admits vaccine was never tested. So this is some guy in Europe who questioned somebody well high up in Pfizer, and it was we the science was moving too fast. I think she said it was ridiculous, and so there's the admission that this stuff was forced on people with no evidence. And you know, I think it's going to make a splash. It obviously has, because it's like 11 million views in one day, and this is on Twitter, so you know. But you know, it was you know, because I don't have a Twitter account, but I have ways. We have our ways. but I have that, and now I'll leave the link. And the link is my version. And what really, because it's, to me, it's yet another example of, well, COVID is now old news. We now have more and more evidence of it being a fraud. But because it's old news, very few people are going to, or the amount of people who care is going to be limited. Especially those people who are already dead. And there's a bunch of them. But, you know, these are the things that concern me. And that's why some of the techniques that I'm trying to get out there is so these things can get out there without the censorship. And there's interrelation techniques that I want to do. But, you know, anyway. So that's out there. And good news! I got another postcard. This one from Walter. An engineering mind with good research can reveal too much that is hidden. This will probably be hidden from you, as obviously it was. Check the Greek dictionary for the root of the word truth. It is literally, I think it's, it is not hidden. I don't know what it's covered. And I don't, but anyway. So this will go on the wall because I'm not hiding it. Obviously, this was hidden. That was the whole point of the play in words. And you can see down there, you know, on another row, because I'm well into my 60s, both in my age and the number of return cards. And I'm going to push this because I'm going to, you know, I can't stop. I can't, you know, to do things that are not hidden, as in the truth. I got to let people know, especially my kids. I've tried. So, speaking of my kids, the postcard I sent today was to Erica Lee. That was just simply, I woke up this morning and I felt I needed to send another card to Erica Lee, because I haven't in over a month. I think it's about a month, maybe 2 months, that I sent a card to Erica Lee. So I sent a card to Erica Lee with the intent of just simply letting you know that I'm available, which is what I did. But I decided to see if there's anything new, because you know her website, ericasams.com, disappeared some time ago. And of course, I sent several cards, and it's obviously been discussed before. So I checked today, and the domain name ericasands.com is in. It's called the redemption period. You know, it's when it goes out of the system, you have, depending upon the company, 30 days, 60 days, whatever, to get it. Otherwise, it goes on the open market, and you lose it. So she's letting it go, and My concern is, why? She was writing a bunch of things. She put a whole bunch of... She also had the something-haired blogger. Anyway. And that's gone. I think it's still gone. And Erica Sams is gone. Why? What happened? She was also doing stuff on Twitter. And my concern is that might disappear too. So since I have a program where I push one button, I got everything, all her tweets. I've got them all. And some of them are now on Kozlowski.org. I just did a few. And the picture I'll have today for you is one of them. And it's, what, a year old? A year old? Is it a year old? Yes, from June 16th of 2021. And, you know, sharing my story growing up in religion in a four-part blog series at, and then the link. And, you know, I have that. I actually do have that because I did take, I think I have all four parts because I did download it from her website before it disappeared. But the picture. That's my daughter. You know what that does to a dad who loves his girl? To see her like that. She has a bunch of stuff in there promoting, obviously, homosexuality, transgenderism, and things of that nature. And anti-Christian. And of course, the website, the pages, which again, some of them. This is my daughter. One of the things that I've read from her is the rejection of her mom and apparently her grandfather, Jim Cross, in some of the things I've written. She's written. What's happening to my grandson? What's happening to my son-in-law? You know, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to write him off. My assumption is, from what I read of her, her lifestyle has changed radically from what it was when she did the Keeping the Promise video. It's a completely different person. When she... It's over there now. When she wrote... she wrote the book, her Rose of Danse book. When she sent me that t-shirt, there was a closer relationship. What I see is a girl who's been crushed. If she ever wants somebody to help her pick up the pieces, as long as I can, I will. That's my daughter, and I love her. Dorothy Jane, my lady, my wife, the mother of our kids. I love you too, and I want you back.